faith, family, flag, and freedom. That is all. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
We thank again State Senator Andy Hill for joining us. And like I said, we're going to raise the temperature on this over the next few months. But the Washington State Legislature, this all is going to get down to about 10 races in the House and Senate combined that are really pivotal, really worth spending time and attention and getting involved in. And we're going to try and cover all of them because I want this program, I want this station to help change the direction of government in Washington State and keep it on the trajectory it's on now. We have been so unbelievably lucky so far. And, you know, the harder we work, the luckier we get. Let's just keep it moving in that direction. All right. So what does the controversy going on with Russia in Ukraine, the Crimean Peninsula area of Ukraine, got to do with Boeing? A bizarre story coming out here that Senior Chief Executive Producer Philip J. Vandervoort III brought to my attention, and it actually comes out of Chicago, where Boeing is now headquartered. Scott Hamilton, our friend, the aviation analyst, nationally acclaimed aviation analyst who's based here in Sammamish, Washington, brought it to our attention. Who is this guy, Phil? Dmitry Firtash?
There you go.
You know, a billionaire Ukrainian who apparently has alleged leaks to Russian gangsters. The boss of an international titanium mining racket. And this is where it all circles down to Boeing. Scott Hamilton from the Lehman Company. Scott Hamilton, I'm sorry for a moment there. I was pushing the wrong button. My fault there, Scott. How are you?
And you want to be able to change the direction of Washington when they can't push the right
when
button.
When I can't get on the phone with my guest.
How are you, John?
I'm doing really well. Tell us, we got a couple of minutes here. Tell us about this bizarre story.
Well, you know, Russia just is sort of bizarre ever since the collapse of the Soviet Union. The Russian mafia has really kind of taken hold over there. And I really know no more about the story than what was reported in the Chicago papers about this guy who tried to do a deal with Boeing. And apparently, according to the story, Boeing did not proceed with actually signing the contract. But it was something that involves titanium, which is very important not only to Boeing but to Airbus, to the engine manufacturers, and now even aircraft seats are made out of titanium. And Russia happens to be the primary producer of that precious metal. So sanctions that are being imposed right now because of what's going on in Ukraine could conceivably wind up affecting the export of titanium.
Well, let me cut to the chase. Was this guy trying to dump some hot titanium on Boeing?
Well, I don't know if it was hot titanium.
Hot meaning stove. You know,
pilfered. I don't know if it was stolen titanium or whether it was just a scam. There's just no way for me to know that. But fortunately for Boeing, I think they didn't proceed. But Boeing has a pretty good relationship with Russia anyway. They have an engineering design center in Moscow. They have some offsets there. I think that given those kinds of relationships, it would be kind of, it would help Boeing avoid some of these penalties, I think. But who knows what Mr. Putin would do.
Should point out, by the way, that this aforementioned billionaire, Dmitry Firtash, has been arrested last month in Vienna at the request of U.S. authorities for allegedly conspiring with five men to pay bribes of $18.5 million for titanium mining rights. Basically, the United States behind his apprehension. So I'm glad Boeing said thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, really, that's just a very, very odd place to do business over there.
All right. Thanks very much again for taking a few minutes to talk to us about this, Scott. This is Scott Hamilton from the Lehman Group on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Goodness sakes, halfway through the show on our Friday edition already. Your phone call. We do have our open lines the last 2 hours of the show, 206-421-5757.
Talk Radio 570 KVI.